Here in the East African country of Tanzania, where hundreds of Shia Muslims joined the rest across the world to commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, who was killed in cold blood.
Located in East Africa, Tanzania is bordered by Kenya and Uganda to the north, Rwanda, Burundi, and the Democratic Republic of Congo to the west, and Zambia, Malawi, and Mozambique to the south. The country's eastern border lies on the Indian Ocean. Tanzania has a total population of 46.9 million people.
The country depends heavily on agriculture, which accounts for more than one quarter of the gross domestic product and employs approximately 80% of the country's workforce. Culturally, the East African country prides itself in distinctive hip-hop music, locally known as Bongo Flava. Tanzania's wildlife is as rich and lavish as any other place on earth. But there are a couple of other things that command one's attention. The country's kind people and its great high landscapes, which are exceptional, even for a continent as vast and soaring as Africa. The country's mainland Christians are 30%, with Muslims constituting 35%, and indigenous beliefs also 35%. Every year, the followers of Islam in Tanzania, especially the Shia Indian community known as the Hoja, gather to commemorate the martyrdom of the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, who was killed in the plains of Karbala 1,400 years ago. This day is known as Ashura, meaning the 10th, signifying the 10th day of the month of Muharram. Imam Hussein stood up against the tyrannical leader of his time, Yazid, teaching humanity never to bow down to a dictatorial leader. Imam Hussein said, "I revolted neither for the wickedness nor for fame. Verily, I rose only to seek for rectification in the nation of my grandfather." This is why Muslims who try to adopt his teachings across the world say, "Every day is Ashura. Every land is Kabbalah." This day is commemorated every year in Tanzania to instill these values in every Shia believer. Under the devastating heat of the day, drenching in sweat, the Shia Muslims proceed with the procession, with some walking barefoot, a symbol of determination to stand for the truth, no matter the difficulty involved.
Akakubali kutoa mali zake, akawatoa fidia wafuasi wake, watoto wake na jamaa zake.
The physically impaired are not left behind either. Black or white, all are part of this fascinating yet dark moment in the history of Islam, when they remember what their beloved Imam Hussein went through. Full of wonder and amazement, we continue with the procession, side by side with children, who excitedly, yet in the midst of a sorrowful procession, are eager to look into the camera for the world to identify them as part of the commemoration. At some point during the procession, they stop to recite hymns, which are one of the major parts of Ashura. Through the recitation, people become knowledgeable about what happened in Karbala during the day of Ashura. Along the streets of Tanzania, non-believers stand by the sideway, looking in wonder as hundreds of Shias, dressed in dark, walk through the country's business district. The Hodja Shias in Tanzania are very particular on this day to share their grief. They also try to create a sign of their readiness to partake of the grief and pain that were instilled upon their holy Imam Hussein by beating their chest during the procession. Various flags are also carried by those leading the procession, representing the flags that were carried by Imam Hussein in Karbala at the battlefield. After the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, a gravesite was built in form of a mosque. One of the noticeable symbols is this small replica of a six-month-old child who was also murdered by the enemies of Imam Hussein and Islam. Today's procession ends at the city's main mosque, where the Shias have a well-structured area built with tents, representing Karbala, the place of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and 72 of his followers and family. The construction here depicts exactly the scene of 1,400 years ago. The sword represents the similar one used by the enemies of Islam to slay an imam. This red blood stream represents the blood that was spilled during the martyrdom. Also at the site representing Kabbalah are the three-headed arrows that went through Imam Hussein's neck. The small tents lit with candles are a representation of the followers of Imam Hussein who occupied the camp at Kabbalah before their brutal martyrdom. During the evening of the day of Ashura, young men gather to listen to the sad and moving story of Imam Hussein, conducted by Tanzania's local imam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Was-sahabu sar'a wal-nasiru qalilu.
It's here that Shia believers come face to face with the reality of what transpired in Kabbalah during that fateful day, as the local imam takes them through the story of Imam Hussein.
Fabillahi alayka illa ma sakanti. Ewe dada yangu Zainab, moyo wangu umeuvunja, umenzidishia matatizo baada ya matatizo mengine. Fabillahi alayka illa ma sakanti. Na kuomba kwa haki ya Mwenyezi Mungu unyamaze. Sakata alayhi salam.
The story of Imam Hussein sounds simple to listen to for those hearing it for the first time. But as the imam gets deeper into the tragedy of the martyrdom, the believers can't help but weep.
Anta imana. Hivyo ndio mlinzi wetu. Anta rajana.
The emotions among the men are so strong that crying with the Shia believers is not an option, but a must.
Anta ibn Muhammad al-Mustafa. Hivyo ndio mtoto wa Muhammad mtume. Anta ibn Ali al-Murtada.
Yale ambayo waliyofanya kina Yazid dhidi ya Hussein ibn Ali ndio ambayo yanafanywa na makafiri mambo leo katika ulimwengu tulionao, kwamba aadaul Islam wanaendelea kuhakikisha kwamba haki na uadilifu na usawa machoni pa watu haisimami katika ulimwengu huu, bali ni ubeberu, udikteta na ukandamizaji ule ule ambao ulifanywa na kina Yazid dhidi ya Imam Hussein ibn Ali ndio ambao unaendelezwa leo. Lakini wanasahau kwamba inna lilmadhlumina rabban la yaghfal wala yanam, kwamba wenye kudhulumiwa wanaye Mola asiyeghafilika wala kulala. Imam Hussein kutila madhluman.
Nura aini ya Hussein, ya habibi, ya habibi, ya habibi, ya Hussein, nura aini.
The evening recitation is followed by the beating of the chest, so powerful that the team leader spends several minutes with the young men in recitation. The Ashura evening in Tanzania ends with the serving of dinner as part of the commemoration to mark the Kabbalah tragedy of Imam Hussein. The next day is the commemoration of Ashura by mainly Africans and Lebanese community. Tanzanians have through the years grown into the Islamic Shia faith by listening and practicing the teachings of Imam Hussein. Marching through the remote parts of the city of Dar es Salaam, the mainly African Shia believers carry several flags in similitude of the flags carried by Imam Hussein during the battle at Kabbalah.
Vikao kama hivi na maandamano kama haya tunayoyafanya na kulia kama huku tunakolia ni kuiambia dunia kwamba movement na harakati ya al-Imam al-Hussein dunia mnaihitajia, lazima muikumbuke, lazima muidumishe na lazima muitaje kila siku.
Ya Hussein, ya Hussein, ya Hussein. Nasema shuhudi ya nena ka kushambulia Wakubwa waambieni kuwa mimi ni shujaa Wakubwa waambieni kuwa mimi ni shujaa Utenye akanguka kuna wakongole Wakamu chuja usemi wakamu wachi habari Wakamu chuja usemi wakamu wachi habari
Mahatma Gandhi said, I learned from Hussein how to attain victory while being oppressed. Through the teachings, many African Shia followers in Tanzania believe that it was possible for Hussein to have saved his life by submitting himself to the will of Yazid, but his responsibility as a reformer did not allow him to accept the evil ways of Yazid. He instead embraced all sorts of discomfort in order to deliver Islam. In memory of the six-month-old baby who was martyred alongside Imam Hussein by the enemies of Islam, little children light candles and join the elders in recitation through the night.
The martyrdom of Imam Hussein itself, we can say, is a school where you learn all those fundamental principles of Islam. Yeah.
After 1,400 years, Shia Muslims across Tanzania still mourn the horrific murder of Imam Hussein.
The mourning that is taking place every year on this day is to remind people that why Islam is alive today because of that sacrifice. And therefore, we have also to sacrifice in our life if you want to practice religion and not to make a sellout through personal gains.
The Tanzanian Shia community believes that Imam Hussein's mission did not carry evil but good for all nations of the earth.
Tanzania Shia Muslims believe that Imam Hussein uprooted despotism forever till the day of the resurrection, since he watered the dry garden of freedom with the surging wave of his blood, awakening other sleeping Muslim nations across the world.
The Karbala tragedy remains a historic event of human martyrdom of such significance that it can never be forgotten. It shall continue to influence the lives of billions of men and women of the world throughout the ages.
Ya Hussein, ya Habibi, ya Hussein.